Hi, I'm P, and this is my podcast. Episode of the podcast. If I sound exasperated, it's because I now have a dog and the cat in the house. I don't know if we are going to keep the cat because we have to see if Hawk gets along with the cat. Anyway, that's why I sound like this. So to keep going with the podcast, I want to talk first about something that I tweeted that Moth and Moth, we had a podcast together a couple episodes ago. Moth asked about this tweet of mine where I said that running a business, kind of like an art form, makes it so much easier to run. And I just wanted to kind of talk about that. So the main thing with me running a business and the way that I feel like it is healthy for me, I am not a very business-minded person. The way that people do things in business, it's confusing and strange, and my brain doesn't work that way. However, I know how to make art. So what I have found is that I struggle when I try to run my business like this is a business. But when I think of it as an extension of me just making art, it feels so much better. So if I'm creating like an offer or something like that, it's coming from an inspired place. Like it feels like I'm creating this like performance piece that also involves other people, but I treat it like I am creating a piece of art. Like I'm creating this like co-creation of art with other people. My only thing is with a business, the exchange that's happening is a bit more tangible, but there is an exchange. And so when I'm making visual art, I want that to be shared with the world. When I create offers with my business, I want that to be shared with the world. And so it's the same energetic process of I am creating something that I want to share with the world that is an expression of where I am now, and an expression of what feels like ease for me, because that's just ease is my thing. That's my genre. But yeah, just allowing your business to be an expression of yourself rather than the cat is going in Hawk's cage. She's just crawling in the wildest way ever. I wish I got that on video. That's so funny. I don't know if she's gonna be able to get out. That's so funny to me. Anyway, so yeah, you treat business as an extension of yourself, an extension of your expression. Try not to put too many rules on it, because like even in art, there's a ton of rules. Like you have to paint this way, you have to draw with these types of lines. But really, what matters is like how do you want to express yourself, and do you find that expression valuable? Do you find that you actually want to share this with like maybe not a ton of shame or guilt? Are you willing to put your expression out into the world to be received by others? That is what helps me run a business more than like any marketing strategies and you use these 10 strategies to get my brain, and I shouldn't make fun of it, I'm sorry, but like it just doesn't, it makes me feel weird when I try to think about business that way. So yep, use it as a form of expression and see energy exchange is energy exchange. Cool. So let me get into the questions now. Okay. First question. Tips on how you timeline jump to clear your skin. So I actually have had a ton of people DM me about how timeline jumping clears their skin. I will say, though, it feels like the general consensus is that they were not doing it on purpose. And so that's one thing, is people just happened to happen very quickly when they timeline jumped. So I will say is if you have a heavy attachment to having clear skin, I would try jumping to a timeline that feels lighter. Like what is a lighter goal to you that feels like less of a big deal? That's one thing that I will say. And another thing that I will say is just set that intention before you jump. Aim at the intention of clear skin. Let yourself have that desire. Like, ooh, clear skin, that sounds like fun. But yeah, I like to set intentions in a very light way, very lighthearted, open way. Let's see what's next. I want quiet and peace and security, but I know I'm actually drawn to extremes and stress. How do I call in those peaceful things when there's a part of me that thinks those things are boring? Okay, so the part of you who's drawn to extremes and stress, I want you to reframe your idea of like what it is that's actually underneath extremes and stress, because there could be a, and I speak about this in my creation camp. I would recommend checking that out. Maybe I should probably just put that back on my website. Anyway, sometimes like we have a desire for risk and chaos. And for some people that manifests like when we do it in a way that's very unconscious and like we just kind of use the default reality programming to do that, it often manifests as like really dramatic, stressful, painful situations. But being okay with the fact that a part of you wants some like risky spiciness in your reality. Do not demonize yourself for wanting some things that kind of keep you engaged, kind of make life feel, you know, like, woo, let's do it, you know? Sorry. I screamed like that and I could hear myself say, anyway. Yeah, so what things feel like risky and enticing, but also feel like they're not going to destroy your reality? What things are you willing to play with? And I often, like for me, my risk thing, because like I'm a Sag Mars, I'm a Scorpio, like there, I have 4 Scorpio places and I'm a Sag Mars, like Sag North Node. I have some energy that needs chaos. And so for me, it's like free falling in my business, or like I do some wild shit sometimes. It's not even just my business, but like there's a certain amount of, I'm making this choice consciously to do this thing, and I know that it's not to hurt me. I'm doing this so I can kind of like feel alive. It's exciting. It's enticing. Yeah, let yourself want to be in exciting situations. And then peace is going to feel like peace. It's not going to feel like you're bored. It's going to be like, okay, I just like did this super exciting, fun thing. And now I want to sit on my couch because I chose to do this like crazy, wild thing that was fun and keeps me engaged in reality. And now it's time for me to rest. So yeah, don't try to delete all the chaos out of your experience. Hi, P. Thank you so much for your work and wisdom. You're welcome. Can you talk about the 4-1 profile for someone who's newly into HD? I'm having trouble understanding how to align myself with this profile. Based on my research so far, I've heard that I get my life opportunities from community and that a 4-1 profile often, 4-1 profiles often have a large social network. However, I've found it hard to connect with a large community, even though it's something that I feel like I desire. How do I align myself with my path as a 4-1 generator while staying true to myself and fulfilling my desire for community? Okay, so the first thing I'll say as a 4-1 is that y'all are here to listen to yourself. Like, you're not here to have your path like directed by what other people are telling you to do. You all have a very like fixed way of being, very foundational way of being. So that's what the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is try not to focus on trying to build a big network immediately. The fourth line, the 4-1, I'd say specifically, you all just happen to build over time, especially as a like a peer generator, a deep, like deeply ingrained community, this like deep underground wiring from you being willing to prioritize deep in like intimate friendships. So let yourself cultivate intimate friendships that feel delicious to you, that like feel deeply satisfying to your body. Even if it's one person, let yourself prioritize that. Like, don't try to make friendship less of a big deal, because for fourth lines, like friendship is extremely important. It's vital actually for y'all's existence. So I would be kinder to yourself about that desire for friendship, but really, really like pour your love and your energy and your heart into cultivating intimate, beautiful relationships with like one person. Now, that does not mean that you are people pleasing and sacrificing yourself, because fourth lines, y'all will do that because of that just unconscious, y'all just, you know that friendship is important, and sometimes you will prioritize friendship over yourself, and that's just not helpful. It's just not helpful. But let yourself be someone who takes friendships pretty seriously. I don't mean like don't have fun, of course, but it's not like your friendships are not to be taken lightly. You're not really here for just anybody. I wouldn't just be talking to anybody. It's your friendships are fated. Like, it's fate when you connect with somebody. And so treat it as such, value it as such. Yeah. Cultivate friendships one by one.
and your friends will start bringing their friends around, and then their friends probably will end up liking you more than they like their other friend, which is a thing that I feel like happens with fourth lines, and it's totally okay because people need to connect with y'all. Anywho, let's go back to questions. For the human design cheat sheet, what do you mean by metaphysician and metronome? I have an idea, but I'm curious on your insight. So I'll start with metaphysician. So what I mean by metaphysician is just the concept of metaphysics. It reminds me of the gate 64 so much, because the gate 64 is all about being kind of lost in the confusion of reality until suddenly things make sense, until wisdom is suddenly downloaded, until this kind of like these like whispers of consciousness start to align and download into someone. And metaphysics just feels very nebulous and very big, these huge concepts that have to do with like the understanding of reality, that has like, for people to be involved with metaphysics or be like metaphysicians, they have to be okay with sitting in confusion and being utterly like lost in the vastness of the universe. And so that's what I was going for with metaphysician. You are someone who can navigate this space without feeling like you're going to collapse. You kind of are designed to like walk through darkness with that. Metronome, the energy I was going for here was that the fifth line is all about like keeping things in a rhythm, being very in tune with the natural rhythm of things. The fifth line does really well when it's paired with the 15, which is all about like extreme energies, and those get regulated by rhythm. They get kind of brought into this beat naturally by the fifth line, and it's following this like natural inner ticking, following your own natural sense of timing, your own natural sense of a beat. Next question. Also, if I'm breathing hard, it's because I'm laying on my lungs, which is probably not a good idea. But the next question is, how does being a left angle cross or defiance show up in your life? This is about my incarnation cross in human design. So the left angle cross of defiance too, for me, it shows up as me literally defying everything. There is probably nothing I haven't defied. I can find a hole in everything. I can turn over every stone, every truth that someone tells me, I can find an untruth in it. And like there, I will be listening to someone that I admire, and I'm like, like, and it's not a, I have to like actively choose to be like, okay, so yes, that could be incorrect, but take what you actually enjoy from this. So I have a really intense filtering system all of the time, which can be kind of frustrating, because sometimes it's like, I just want to be open and I just want to learn. But like my automatic filter is like, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. No. Which is great, I guess, because I don't have a lot of extra nonsense in my brain. So that's helpful. Yeah, I just defy everything all the time. Next question. Love the way you embody the conscious fifth line energy. Just observing you has helped me let go of wondering what I felt about not being seen clearly. But I know that there's a difference between how you embody the 5-2 and compared to how I would as a 5-1. I think you mentioned your partner is a 5-1. What are some things you've been learning lately about the difference between the 5-1 and 5-2 energy? The first thing is that y'all like to ask questions. Okay? First lines, be asking questions. Yeah, as a second line, sometimes like this is cool because I've requested for questions to be asked on this podcast. I'm asking people to ask me questions. So when people like come from nowhere and they're like, oh, what about this? And I'm like, whoa. I feel uncomfortable. Why are people asking me so many questions? I get very weird about suddenly being questioned. And I think first lines, you all kind of need to be asked questions, but also enjoy asking questions because it helps you to dig a foundation and feel a bit more grounded in what you're talking about. Because the thing about the fifth line is the fifth line is a loudspeaker. The fifth line is loud and sounds like an expert, doesn't mean that it's an expert. The fifth line is a mirage of a being. And so it has to be paired with something. So the fifth line, when it's paired with the two, is paired with the natural genius. It just kind of like downloads things and just knows stuff. The first line
you all get your information from somewhere. You all get your information from research, from looking things up, from asking questions, from like building information from something that's a bit more tangible. And so first lines, for you to be comfortable with showing up, especially like in the public sphere, research is fantastic. Getting like asking a lot of questions and getting those answers, you're writing those answers down. Whether or not the answers are things that you actually agree with, you will use that information to make it so that your fifth line feels more like readily available to speak. But yeah, the 5-2 and the 5-1 are different. They are very different because of how they show up. But my partner and I, like, we're both performers, and like you can see that when we're hosting a party with our friends, it's like the charm just comes out. We're such a charming couple. And it's so funny because at home, like, I guess we are still kind of charming and like performing a little bit, and it's like fun sometimes, but like, yeah, we charm people, and they get quite hypnotized with the both of us being like talking to them. But my partner, he has like so much more to say, I feel like, because he has this deep reservoir in him. And like, my thing is, I don't say something until I want to say something and until I can say something, which happens at random. Well, like when I have enough time alone, there's not like, yeah, there's not as much research that goes into my knowing, but he has a lot more access, I feel like.
Hopefully that helps.
Next question. This is a little long. Okay, so this is gonna be the last one because I'm talking for too long and I want to play with this cat. That sounds like an innuendo. Innuendo. Can't say words. Anyway, but that's not. I want to play with the actual cat that is in this room. Anyway, the last question. Is satisfaction a cheat code for generators? How do you develop this power? It's literally the energy signature for generators. When you are feeling satisfied, that is you letting yourself know that you are in alignment with your body. As a generator, what I would do to like mess with this cheat code or like utilize this cheat code is timeline jump using satisfaction as like your aim. I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel satisfied. Satisfied is what I want to move towards. That's one thing I would do. You said how to use this superpower. One thing about satisfaction though is that satisfaction is like not elation. Satisfaction is not like, whoa, I'm so lit. Like satisfaction is like contentment. I often tell people that I'm talking to about this, like it's like you've eaten enough food. And when you've eaten enough food, you're not often like jumping out of your chair, doing backflips, jumping for joy. It's like, ah, yes. And so like satisfaction isn't this crazy feeling that you're aiming for. It's literally like, And so I wouldn't make satisfaction this huge deal. And like really notice every time you're satisfied, even in the smallest ways. If you go outside for a walk and you look at the sky and you feel satisfied, it's lit, fantastic. Like, eat that up and pay a lot of attention to that sensation because there's other things that are giving you that sensation and you want to move towards those things. That's all I got. I'm tired of talking. Love y'all. Oh, one other thing. On the 21st, that is when something starts. The Ease Accelerator, that's when that starts. And that is going to be weekly, just like live reframes on things that are happening in your reality and your creative process. I will be doing short teachings just on things that I find are important about the creative process and like an ease and things of that nature. But mainly it's going to be meeting you where you are and shifting energies in real time. And I think that's all. That's all. Okay. I'm done talking. Love you.